Live from the Rich Eisen Show studio in Los Angeles.
I think this is a very reasonable conversation.
This is the Rich Eisen Show.
We have been kicked in the nards so many times.
The Rich Eisen Show.
But there is no doubt this is the best Jets team and chance to go deep into the playoffs. This is real.
Earlier on the show, NFL on Fox analyst Greg Olsen from NBC Sports, Peter King, still to come, actor Joe Lotrulio, and now it's Rich Eisen.
Hour number three of the Rich Eisen Show on the air live on the Roku channel. We've had a great chat with Peter King in hour two, Greg Olsen of Fox Sports in hour number one. We have been talking a whole ton of ball with those two gents. And if you missed any of it, we re-air right here on the Roku channel. As soon as this hour is done, there's our podcast version of the show. All 3 hours available through the Cumulus Podcast Network. There's our phone calls. If you want to call us, we have some time to chat this hour. 844-204-RICH is the number to dial. Chris Brockman and TJ Jefferson. The reason why I bring you up, no offense, Jay Felly, good to see you here, is because we are all in a fantasy league together. That is currently still drafting, and a draft that started on Wednesday.
We're not even halfway done.
Because each team gets 8 hours to make a choice, because it is a best ball league, meaning whoever you draft is yours for the entire season.
Yeah.
If that player is hurt, too bad. You can't pick anyone up. There's no waiver wires. There's no trades. You set it and literally forget it.
Except
or check
on
it. We can't forget it.
Can't forget.
And Joe Lotrulio is the commissioner of that league. He's about to come out here in studio. I do believe it's entirely possible if people get a move on, he will be making a pick on the air, live on this program. It's entirely possible. The gods may smile upon us in that way.
Well, John Hamm picks twice between, so it's
he's
probably
been
not.
He's been
so
MIA. I don't know what's going on. Is he in an ashram like Donald Draper?
Like getting a Mad Men. He could be in the middle of nowhere.
Anyway, long story short, he's about to join us, and he's a diehard Jet fan, so it'll be a fun conversation there. But just to let you know how I put my words here into practice.
Okay.
I have been caping for one Dak Prescott. Because I think he is really good and has the abilities to take the Dallas Cowboys where they can go. He's just got to stop throwing interceptions, or his team mates have to stop bobbling the damn football and flipping it up in the air and putting that interception on his docket, even though he doesn't deserve it. And he's never going to be that guy to go, did you see me throw the ball into the guy's hands?
I mean, there were
did
six
you see
of those
it go through
year,
his
so.
Hands and hit the chest and then pop up and then miracle of miracles right to the defense? Did you see that?
It would be great if he did that though. One
but
time.
Wouldn't
that's
it be
him,
great?
That's
I
not,
know.
It's not him.
It's not.
But and
Rich,
it's
there
not
were
him.
Six
of those out of the 15 last year. I just want to throw that out.
And
there.
It's not him also to just like have somebody whisper to somebody in the media and say, "Do me a favor, will you just point this out?"
I'll do it for him.
So. I chose Dak Prescott in this best ball league.
Oh, I know. I saw.
I took him.
Wow.
I like that.
I took him, and I believe
interceptions are minus two, right?
I understand that, Chris.
Oh, my gosh.
But touchdowns are four when you throw it and six when you run it in.
That's why we took Justin Fields.
I bet you did.
Vroom, vroom.
And before there was Justin Fields, there was one Dak Prescott doing it, and now I feel Brandon Cooks off the top, Michael Gallup and CeeDee Lamb pulling some games.
Watch out for Gallup.
And all he's got to do is just flip it out to Tony Pollard and watch him go.
And my buddy Deuce Vaughn.
Again, my question about Dallas, and this is what Greg Olsen had to say, is like, okay, Mike McCarthy is calling the plays now. So you remember the days of Eddie Lacy?
I do.
You know what I mean? Like that's what he's going to probably try and bring. Run it, run it, run it, play action. Run it, play action. Run it, run it, run it, run it. And keep running it, and then have your guy who's really special get out on the edge and make plays. I mean, Mike McCarthy won a Super Bowl in Dallas.
I was there.
Yeah, but it ain't 2010, man.
I get it.
Settle down just a little bit.
Yeah, no, yeah, I get it. Greg Jennings not walking through that door, right? I mean, I don't know. I mean,
but I'm just saying the way football's played in 2023, run it, play action. That's going to get you fired.
Well, my problem is that if you are going to be more conservative and run it more, why would you let Zeke walk?
And not even try to bring him back?
Right, I know. And you're hearing, like, typical of Belichick. Getting him for, yeah, the $6 million or whatever, it's really two with incentives. Who the hell knows? All I know is I took Dak. I took him. And I don't want the Dak that showed up in his first game coming back from his leg injury in Tampa. I need the 400-yard, three touchdowns. Okay, one pick, whatever. But run one in, throw for three, throw for 400. Dak, put him on your back, and let's go.
That's my man right there.
Yeah.
So,
holler at your boy.
Wanted to just throw that one out there. Okay. So I don't just talk about it. I actually clicked the draft button on it, too.
I saw when you did it. I almost took Brockman. I was like, now Rich could talk nice about Dak.
Almost took Brandon Cooks as well to try and pair him up. But I just love Quentin Johnson too damn much here in Los Angeles. I think, by the way, when you said Jackson Smith and Jigba's going to lead all rookies in receiving, don't forget that kid. From TCU.
He's a big
dude. Oh, my God. He ruined my New Year's Eve.
As a big kid.
So, I took Quentin Johnson. All right. Some very important coaching sound bites. First one from Cincinnati. Zach Taylor. Boy, will he just give you nothing. He will give you nothing on Joe Burrow. We had Peter King on last hour. He said he spoke to Burrow's dad, and Burrow's dad didn't know anything about his son.
Yeah, right? How is that possible?
I don't know.
You know why? You know what? If he doesn't know, it's because they're not Jewish. You should listen to my mother question me. Honestly, I feel like I'm on the stand sometimes. That's what she, you know what she says to me? She says to me, what's going on I should know about?
Oh.
That's how she starts some of the sentences.
Like you're just going to offer up information?
I don't know. Like it's.
Well, what's going on?
Seriously,
that she should
a
know
Jewish
about?
Mother would know exactly what the hell's going on with Joe Burrow.
Bubby.
And make matzo ball soup.
I don't know. Or the other way around, religion doesn't matter. Dad's just not telling Peter King what the hell's happening with the son.
Yeah, definitely not.
Either way, you're asking a head coach in the National Football League about a quarterback's readiness. And I don't know. Whatever. Here's Zach. So bless the media. They are trying hard to get an answer from Zach Taylor. This is a good one. How many reps will it take for Burrow to be ready for the season? Good way to go about
that's
it.
That's a good question.
Right?
Good question.
How many reps will it take? Because, you know, Joe needs reps. That's what I think.
No, he doesn't. Have you seen that dude play quarterback? Exactly.
But again, that's the point. It's just like you're trying to go in through the side door.
Oh, yeah, it's like, Belichick. How many,
you can't just say, is he ready for week one?
Creative.
How many reps will he need to get ready? How does Zach Taylor answer that question? Here you go.
One rep. He needs one rep. but it's different. It's a different injury.
Amazing.
You know, I would imagine, I hate speaking for other people, but last year it's an unknown. How is contact going to feel? How is it going to feel when I torque? There's a lot of things with an internal injury that I can't speak to. I would imagine that that's a whole different mindset you have to have. Whereas this one's, you know, in the calf, and he looks great. I mean, physically just walking around, he looks probably as good as he's ever looked at this point. And so that's a positive, and we'll just go from there.
Yes, we will. All right, he's playing week one.
Yeah, I would have been shocked.
So it sounds like right there.
Sat out week one.
One rep.
That was funny. One.
Makes sense. And I appreciate him giving us that information he gave after that, because what's the point of being coy? Because the one person the Browns are not spending their time preparing for is Trevor Siemian.
No.
Or Browning. I don't even know his first name.
Well, here's what we're doing, guys. Hey, You know, it's what Jim Schwartz is getting in his meeting in Cleveland and Berea. Hey, here's what we're doing. We are breaking down Trevor Siemian film all day today. That's what we're doing until we're blue in the face. Okay?
We are gonna, honestly,
until we just stare at him, Trevor Siemian, and we are hallucinating and thinking he's Brownie the Elf. That's how we're breaking down this film today. No, that ain't happening. But I appreciate that for out of Zach Taylor. Appreciate that information.
That was nice.
Speaking of Belichick,
hey,
because we just talked about Zach Taylor talking about an injury, and you know, he didn't shut it down. Is Bill, what would Bill's answer be? How many reps does it take for his quarterback that's injured to be ready for week one?
I don't know.
But you know what? That's just as we know, as I know, having spent time with the man and NFL films, as you know. By the way, I'm dining off that now, what, 3 years running?
It's been a while.
Plus, also, man, texts. He uses exclamation points in his texts. Anybody who does that?
Isn't he an emoji guy too?
He's got an Elon. No, I don't think he's emoji. No, but he's an exclamation point guy in the text.
Oh, he's excited.
Like, hey, hope you're well. That's the way I read it.
Yeah. He's excited.
So that's an act. The whole shutdown is an act. He is a man in the world with interests outside of football, including going to the Taylor Swift concert.
Jeez.
When she came through to Gillette in apparently a rainstorm. This was asked of Bill today on WEEI.
Saw a little bit of Taylor.
That's my guy.
We were wondering about that.
Yeah, that was pretty impressive.
Yeah. Killed it.
She's tough, man. She just stood out there and played right through it.
So are you officially, do you consider yourself to officially be a Swiftie now?
Officially? I don't know about that, but... I don't know what officially
seems like,
is.
Seems like Aaron Rodgers is.
Yeah. What does that mean? Like you have a sweatshirt or something?
You're going to have a few.
Yeah.
I think you can sing some of the lyrics. You know, it's...
Well, look, I'm definitely on the you got to calm down.
Okay, he's a Swiftie.
Like, that's pretty good. Like, you got to calm down. That's
one of our best.
There's a lot of times when that's very appropriate.
Yes.
Just got to calm down.
Excellent scoopage.
Seriously,
there.
Seriously, we're the only ones that didn't go to that concert this summer.
Apparently so. Like, the only ones on Earth.
Man, oh man.
Am I the only person on Earth who turned down Taylor Swift tickets?
Yes. Jeez, you're an idiot.
Not to put too fine a point on it.
Come on.
Exclamation.
Exclamation point.
We also have had Rich Eisen show eyes on the Gillette concert scene.
Bill was everywhere.
We have been told Bill was at the Beyonce concert,
yeah,
too.
Yeah, of course.
Yeah.
Hanging out with Jay.
Apparently, hanging out with the Obamas.
Apparently on the private Jay-Z riser.
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
You're crazy for this one, Bill.
So, I'm telling you, the man has interests. This is all an act. It's all an act.
You know what I'd like him to be interested
in? It's all an act.
Winning football.
Coaching the football team and winning playoff games.
Well,
can we refocus? Enough about Beyonce.
Oh, my God.
Enough about Taylor Swift and the rain and what the sweatshirt says, okay? Tell us who the quarterback is.
You know who that is.
Win games.
You know you're going to win games.
Beat the Jets like we've been doing for 50 years.
Well, now you've got a problem.
And the Bills. Not recently. Let's go. Focus, Bill.
Why do you feel like Bill's lost focus? That maybe what? That third down play call that he doesn't override, or the second down.
Here's how I know Bill lost focus.
The defense is going to be off because you went to a Taylor Swift concert.
I got four words for you. Here's how I know Bill lost focus.
How we know?
Matt Patricia, offensive coordinator.
Yeah.
That's how I know Bill lost focus. Okay? And you know how I know he got it back? Bob Kraft said, hey, Bill, come to my office. Here's what we're doing.
We sent out a press release.
You see Bill O'Brien? Yeah. We're hiring that guy.
Yeah.
You know what he's going to do?
Right.
He's going to get back to what we were 2 years ago.
Okay.
Because I need another one of these babies. One of the more of my rings.
Dude, you got to get
focus,
past.
Bill. Focus.
Live in the present.
Focus.
Live in the present.
Going to replace that.
Live in the present. And by the way, Matt Patricia was not the offensive coordinator. We don't know what his title was.
Guess where he is now? Not with the Pats anymore.
Understood.
See you later.
Joe Judge is
Take
there
your
still, though,
dumb
right?
Dumb pencil.
Joe Judge still walks through that door, right?
Yeah, I think he's been demoted to like video coordinator.
No, he's not. He's the one who gets the Taylor Swift tickets for him.
Serious
Great.
People.
Yeah.
That's a good one.
Serious people.
You are not serious.
Serious people.
Logan Roy chiming in.
Probably.
All right, so that's it. So you got one quarterback, one coach talking about his big-time quarterback and his health. And then you got the modern-day Lombardi quoting Taylor Swift. That's how we roll here on this program.
I thought those were going to be your four words, Taylor Swift and Beyonce.
Later on this hour, my top five performances of preseason week number two. But when we come back, the delightful, the wondrous Joe Latrullio here on the Rich Eisen Show in person. And we are going to be talking fantasy football and the Jets and so much more with Joseph coming up. It's that time of year, people. Spring has sprung, and that means spring cleaning, or at least the partner in your life is demanding that you do it. Whether that means stocking up on cleaning supplies or swapping out your winter clothes for new spring clothes, make sure you're using Ibotta and get real cash back with every purchase. Ibotta is a free app that gives you the most cash back every time you shop on hundreds of items from groceries to beauty supplies to toys. The average Ibotta user earns $256 per year. That could cover the cost of an entire shopping trip, that flight you've been eyeing, or the fancy dinner you've been craving. Join the over 50 million users and earn cash back every time you shop from over 2,700 brands and retailers. And right now, Ibotta is offering our listeners $5 for just trying Ibotta by using the code EISEN when you register. Just go to the App Store or Google Play Store and download the free Ibotta app to start earning cash back and use my code EISEN. That's IBOTTA in the Google Play or App Store and use my code EISEN. Let's talk O'Reilly Auto Parts, people, or as you might know from their jingle, O'Reilly Auto Parts. They're in the business of keeping your car on the road. O'Reilly Auto Parts offers friendly, helpful service and the parts knowledge you need for all your maintenance and repairs, because you know when you need your car fixed, you need somebody who knows what they're talking about and is helpful, has a smile on their face, and gets you back on the road. They've got thousands of parts and accessories in stock, either in-store or online, so you never have to worry if you're in a jam. The team at O'Reilly Auto Parts can test your battery for free in or out of your car. If it needs to be replaced, they'll help you just find the right battery for your vehicle. Need your windshield wipers replaced, a brake light fix, or a quick service? They'll help you find the right part or point you to the nearest local repair shop for help. Whether you're a car aficionado or an auto novice, you will find the employees at O'Reilly Auto Parts knowledgeable, helpful, and the best of all, friendly. Stop by O'Reilly Auto Parts today or visit us at O'ReillyAuto.com/Eisen. That's O'ReillyAuto.com/Eisen. We're back here on the Rich Eisen Show on the Roku channel. Our radio and rest of our audience will be joining us in a matter of moments. But the great, the delightful, the wondrous thespian and man about town, Joe Latrullio. Good to see you, Joseph.
How Thanks are you? For having me back. I love being here.
I love having you here. We love having you here. This fantasy league that you are commissioner of.
Yeah.
8 hours per pick. Best ball.
We encourage you not to use the full window. We encourage everyone to have their cue ready and perhaps make a prudent and quick pick.
Well, when we've been cultivating this caper, to use a Goodfellas phrase, you and I, over the last 10 days,
yeah,
you said maybe it's possible that when I'm on the air, one of us can be on the clock.
That's right.
And the fantasy football gods smiled.
Are they looking
us.
Down on us today?
I am
in
on the clock.
Moment?
I'm on the clock right now.
Oh, this is wonderful. You know, now, do you have an idea?
I have an idea, and here's my problem, and I know what he's going to say.
Sure.
Brockman.
Sure.
Is that I can make a pick for my team, or I can make a pick for content purposes. And he always pushes me for content purposes.
Yeah, he's thinking like a real entertainment.
Always thinking about it.
Content,
yeah. As a matter of fact, you made a content pick yourself. Your
we
last
did.
Pick
we
was
did.
Dalvin
yeah,
Cook,
yeah.
right?
Overnight, TJ and I took Dalvin Cook.
So you could come in and say, you know, when I took Breece Hall and you vulture mine, or Breece isn't ready.
Yeah, exactly.
The Patriot fan will be using the
Impressive. You feel okay
Cowboy
about that?
Fan.
With Dalvin Cook?
I mean, he's our fourth running back.
Yeah.
So we're in good shape.
Yeah,
we're our running backs are stacked.
Mm-hmm.
We're nice.
So that's the way this is rolling right
now. I'm very curious as to see where this is going to lead. You know, this is a very wide receiver heavy league.
It is. I haven't chosen enough of them.
You got to think about the second half. This is a best ball league for any listeners and watchers.
Back here, hold on a second. The radio audience just returned. Joe Latrullio is here, my friend, and I'll call you a colleague from our fantasy world right now, our best ball league. I'm on the clock right now as you are here. So that said, you were so the best ball league.
The best ball league is you're going to. It incorporates the funnest part of fantasy football, which I believe is the draft.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
You know, you draft 20 players. You got 9 active. Three wide receivers and a flex in addition to the regular fantasy positions. And
minus the kicker. No kicker.
No kicker. No kicker. Love there is that. A defense. So you got to think about the second half. Think about vets and rookies and people that may bring home the championship trophy for you at the end of the season. Mm-hmm.
And you are also, however, in a more conventional league as well, correct?
I am also in a redraft league and an auction league, and somehow I still do have a marriage. It's managed. It's managed to still exist.
Redraft, auction, and this
and
one.
And the best ball.
And
that's
the best
right.
ball. Now, this is fine if you answer this question in the manner in which I think you'll answer it. I do not take this personally because I'm in the best ball one. You do have one you want to win the most, correct?
I do, yes. And that is the league which is called the McCoys League. This is a group of guys that I've known for a very long time. The league has been around for about 17 years.
Whoa.
I think. And I have yet to win this league. I have been in the championship 4 times. I am the Buffalo Bills of this league in terms of reaching the big show. All due respect to the fantastic franchise in upstate New York. I cannot take a title in the McCoys League.
Okay. So who's in the McCoys League? Anybody else that we know?
We have I'll name drop a little bit. We have Bobby Cannavale, and we have Paul Rudd. We have John Hamm, and these are some of the big hitters. And then a plethora, David Zayas, plethora of fantastic New York actors in that league.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah.
Have any of the aforementioned won?
Cannavale has won. I believe Rudd hasn't won that one. I could be wrong. Forgive me, Pulp. So I don't think Hamm. I think Zayas has won.
Okay, so you, what's the name of your team in that league? Because we've heard Paul giving us some very funny names.
The name of my team is Get a Load of These Guys. Get a Load of These Guys.
Does that fit?
It fits. It's all one word. G-E-D-D-A. L-O-A-D-A-D-E-E-S-E, guys.
Okay. Now, but if it's a certain website, you have to put Get a Load of on the one and then D's Guys on the other one.
Yeah, you just Get a Load of on the one when they abbreviate. Yeah. Yeah.
Get a Load
of. Get a Load of everybody. No relation to Abe Vigoda. I don't know why I'm saying that, but I just did. All right.
Yeah.
Richard, you're up, okay? You're wasting time. Are you picking?
He's got 7.5 hours.
Hey, are you picking?
You know?
Are you picking? You're up. You're the guy who sends an email to everyone to hurry up.
You did put a lot of pressure on me.
But this is now about content.
I did get the squeeze.
Excuse me.
Rich, if you would hurry up with the content, we'd get Paul Rudd picking and then me and TJ picking if you would just make your pick.
Or I'm Jim Gray and that's LeBron over here and we're going to do it at the end.
So doesn't care about us? We don't care about our pick?
Did LeBron care about everyone else? Did Jim Gray care about anybody's interest, Little?
Wow.
Do you want to get right into it right now?
Well, the kids weren't going to South Beach with LeBron.
Okay, here we go. I took Kadarius Toney earlier.
Uh-huh.
Because I have a feeling if he's healthy,
that's a steal.
We have the graphic, actually. Here we go. Here's my team so far. My surprise party team.
There we go.
Dak. Eckler was my first pick, and then Devontae Adams was my second pick. Travis Etienne was my third. I went Breece Hall, McLaurin, Tony, Dallas Goedert, because I need a little tight end action, and then Dak Prescott. So I'm about to add a ninth player to the team, and the question is, continue to amass running backs and wide receivers? Do I get that second quarterback now?
This is a strategy, because, you know, the backs are a lot of the big backs. Most of the big backs are off the board.
They are.
But backs in general are going off the board, and you could play quite a strategy to
I know what you're gonna do. Do it.
But I got 3 wide receivers and 3 running backs.
Rich, take that second quarterback.
I know.
Just do it.
That's the one
just
he's gonna
do
see.
It.
See, he wants me to,
if you're gonna be sniped,
he wants me to take Aaron Rodgers
It's a homer pick, but you know what? A good one.
right?
Yeah, but I mean, I need to start amassing wide receivers and things of that nature.
Yes, I can't be partial. I can't lead the witness on what I would do.
As a Jets fan.
As a fair commissioner to my fellow players.
You want me to choose Aaron Rodgers right now.
Well,
it's the content pick.
It's the content pick.
But I already have Dak, and I'm not going to do that. So I'm going to take the kid that I wanted to take. I'm going to take Quentin Johnston. I think he's really going to be good. Too
there
bad.
You go.
Sorry, I didn't do the pick.
There you go.
But Aaron Rodgers clearly has you and I and
very
the rest
excited.
Of Jets Nation, if we refer to ourselves as that, or yeah. the Jets flight crew, or whatever the heck.
I have a confession to make.
What's your confession?
And this is actually going, you guys have the scoop. This is going to probably hit the headlines that, you know, a character actor from a shall be unnamed sitcom is going to reveal something very controversial.
What's that?
Well, you know, I've been a lifelong Jet fan.
Yes, sir.
I devoted my life to the Jets. I wanted to make them a partner for life. I saw myself drinking lemonade with them on the porch. I'm married to the Jets. And yet, about 7 years ago, I wasn't getting a lot out of this marriage. And I felt like my partner wasn't into the marriage as much as I was and maybe didn't suit some of the needs that I needed. And I stepped outside.
You strayed?
Oh. I strayed. I stepped outside the marriage. I'm coming clean now. Well, a hot little number came to L.A. in 2017.
Oh.
And I started to have a bit of an affair with the L.A. Rams.
Oh.
And I had to, really kind of dive into that. And we had, it was quite an exciting a party that we had with them.
But a dalliance?
A dalliance.
Joe, I got to tell you, how did TMZ not catch wind of this?
I don't know.
How did this fly under the Harvey Levin radar?
I don't know. I had to come clean with a lot of the boys from the aforementioned leagues that we were talking about who were not happy about me stepping out of the marriage.
Cannavale
had to
take your side.
And gave me some beef for it, rightfully so. But look, I have to live my life. You know, I need to be happy too. And the Jets were not making me happy. And yes. Yes, I indulge. However,
yes,
what you realize is that you make a vow and that marriage is important. And if the Jets will have me,
yes.
Look, my ex was, wife is looking very good now.
Yes.
Looking very good now and really kind of dolled themselves up and really looks like they put it together. Excuse the fan mail will be coming my way, fairly so. And now
yes.
I kind of want to give it another shot if they'll have me.
And what do you think? Did you throw yourself at?
I am throwing myself at the gang of green.
Well,
again.
I think what Aaron Rodgers has to understand, and the Jets have to understand that they should do it for the kids.
You have to do it for the kids.
Don't you think?
You have to do it for the kids.
Think of the children.
If it's not for me anymore, let's just have a civil relationship. Them and I, and I think it'll be fine. It'll be healthy. We can show the kids that, you know, we can make amends.
You didn't divorce. You just uncoupled.
We uncoupled for a little bit.
Consciously, right? You consciously uncoupled. Uncoupled. Isn't that what they call it on here?
I think so, yeah. That's right. They absolutely do. But I hope they have me back.
At least when you went outside the marriage, you got a W.
Oh, I got a W.
The trophy in the case.
It was fun. I'll be honest. It was a lot of fun. We had a great time. We had a great time. Oh, it was beautiful. The parties we had. Yeah. Lots of dancing. Lots of drinking. It was lovely.
Confetti. Don't forget the confetti.
Lots of confetti.
That's what makes a great relationship.
But throughout the entire time,
yes.
As fun as it was, I did feel a little guilty. I mean, I did think about my ex a lot.
Uh-huh.
So I'm glad that it looks like it's going to work out. You know, Aaron Rodgers and I have the same birthday.
I did not know that.
So this is why I'm hoping. Oh.
Well, the thing is that I knew Rodgers was perfect for the Jets.
Yeah.
Because I, too, understand that the Jets caused me to sit in darkness for many, many days on end. And when he did that prior to joining the Jets, I'm like, he gets it.
Yeah.
He gets it. Nothing is more Jet-like than just sitting in your own
just world, going into a cave and thinking about how to handle things.
He's manifesting now. How about him saying he wants to play for a few good years?
What a beautiful thing.
By the way, great Aaron Sorkin movie.
And
then he wants to then hand things off to Zach for another 15 years.
That's a big number. That's a big number. Yeah. You know, and listen.
How about that one?
I love it's an ambitious goal, and I hope that comes true. But, you know, look, Zach Wilson is not Aaron Rodgers yet. Perhaps he turns into it. But, like, for right now, the fact that Aaron is there ready to kind of create a, you know, dynasty with this team, I love the attitude.
All right, yes or no question.
Sure.
Does Zach Wilson start a game this year?
I think he starts. I think he starts a game.
Week 18, because you got to rest Rodgers for the playoffs.
I think so. Yeah, when we're 12-4, they're like, listen, give him a break.
Give him a break. Get him out.
Let him rest
Why
up.
Why does he need to play Belichick in week 18? By the way, that's what it is. Week 18, Belichick in New England. Imagine send Zach Wilson out there to take one for the team. Week 18, you go out there, Zach. You face Belichick one more time in New England. home of the, 3-3 game that the Jets lost because they friggin' punted it to somebody?
That could be for the division.
Get out of here.
Look, it was tough. This is why there's some rough times in the Jets' marriage. You know,
I know.
Our marriage weathered the butt fumble, so, you know. And that's not easy.
You did that for the kids, too.
I stayed with her after the butt fumble. I tried.
Joe, that happened on Thanksgiving.
I know that was a terrible move on my part to leave then.
That happened on Thanksgiving.
No, I didn't leave, yeah.
Okay. Oh, come on now. By the way, this is our coordinating producer is putting that up on the screen. It's a diehard Buffalo Bill fan who I think is potentially very upset with you because you called it upstate New York. I just want to make sure you understand.
Yeah.
When you refer to Buffalo, it is Western New York.
Thank you. Thank you for the correction.
If you call it upstate New York,
thank you.
They will come at you.
Like I'm being thrown through a folding table. Fair enough.
You will do that.
I apologize to the fans up there. Yes.
I want to make sure. I want to leave you in a better spot.
Thank you.
So who's on the clock right now, Chris? Did Max choose yet?
Because he's not Max. No, Max is up.
I don't think he's listening to me. Oh, there he is. All right. I said, you need to pick.
Live on the air.
I'll run on deck, and then TJ and I are in the hole.
Okay. I'm not going to text while I'm on television and radio. The word that he texted, I'm not allowed to say on the air.
I don't know. I don't have the board. I don't know how many, where he is on roster players and position players. We can predict what he's going to choose, though.
So let's take a look at Brockman and TJ's team mm-hmm. as it currently stands, because this is the way we can help chop up a little fantasy football. Mm. Very young team you've got.
Yeah, nice.
Godwin's Godwin, Chubb, Debo, and Dalvin are very veteran presence mm-hmm. to offset Justin Fields, Bijan, Isaiah Pacheco, and George Pickens.
Solid. Solid team there.
Well, vibes.
Solid.
High vibes.
Solid is fighting words around here, by the way, for me.
Only the rich.
I don't know if you're aware of this.
Yeah.
Tell me more.
I don't think it's a compliment.
Yeah, he hates the word.
Really?
Solid. Yeah, I do.
How so?
Because you could use a much better adjective if it was better.
Well, that's true.
You could say, that's a terrific team. That's an outstanding job out of you. You go solid.
Okay.
You know what I mean? Solid.
Okay.
People use the word solid as if it is a compliment. If you call something I do solid, hey, Rich, you got a solid show. Your studio looks solid. Your guys are solid. I'm like, there's a better adjective, I think.
Well, this is good to know. Before I leave.
He's the only one that feels that way, Joe.
Solid show today, guys. Don't ever say it.
See what I'm saying? Solid job out of you.
Spectacular show, guys.
You know what I think?
Much better.
That's exactly right.
You know, there was a friend of mine, an old acquaintance, I should say, that did a stand-up routine. This is many, many years ago, over a decade in New York City, and it did not go that well. And I don't like lying, and I wanted to be honest, because he was kind of clueless as to how well it went. He thought it went a little bit better, but it mm-hmm. was very clear it did not. So when he came off, I said, mm-hmm. you really went for it, man.
Oh, that's high register. Ooh.
And it went up.
Yep.
And it went up.
Yes.
But he missed it. It didn't try. He's like, yeah, I did. He was kind of, yeah. I don't know whether he was in shock or otherwise, but that was the best I could do. Well, you know, I didn't say solid.
We have a term here, higher register, that if we call people out on that,
okay.
is that, you know, I think that's a pretty good team. Like, you don't really believe it. You got to go higher register to say something that you don't really mean to make it sound like you believe it.
Convince yourself.
Like, for instance, let's take a look at your solid team so far. Oh. Let's take a look at your solid draft choicing.
There's going to be some arguments
here. I think it's a pretty good team you got here.
What up?
Jalen Hurts. By the way, is he the greatest fantasy quarterback that could be had right now? Him and Mahomes, I guess? Or Hurts could be a 1,000-yard rusher.
He could. Look, I mean, I think many people would look at this team and say, like, what are you doing? And that's fair. But again, I like to invest in, like, young and great wide receivers.
Ja'Marr Chase. Oh, you got Devontae Smith to pair with Hurts. Christian Watson. Jordan Addison. Those are young. You can't quit the Jets. There's Elijah Moore. Miles Sanders. And Brian Robinson, who I hope does very well in his career for various reasons, especially because if you think Bijan is going to do very well, it's just the difference between a J and an R, and then, you know, you just scramble the first name, you know?
Right.
So you never know. Okay, no. That's not a bad. Nice. That's a very
good team.
I think it's a good team.
You got some serious wide receivers.
It'll come down to the points, as it always does.
Have you? That's why they play the game.
That's why they play the game.
Have you done your draft in the other leagues?
No, we have. We have an auction coming up on Wednesday.
You like the auction?
I do like the auction. Yeah, it's an auction keeper. Yeah, league.
So who are you keeping in that league?
Well, a lot of the contracts have gone
contracts.
Up.
Contracts?
Yeah, there's a 4-year contract limit. So, you know, after you keep a player for 4 years, it's got to go. So I think I'm keeping a lot of my guys expired, like A.J. Brown is gone. So I think I have Chris Olave and...
you keep him.
ATN, yeah. A lot of the really, really studs I had to let go. So it'll be a rebuilding year.
Is that right?
It'll be a rebuilding year for me, yes. That's right. Yeah.
Okay. So the 4-year contract for A.J. Brown is up?
It's up. Okay. It's gone. Yeah. Okay. And Chubb as well. Chubb is gone.
This is get a load of these guys? Is that what
this
that is?
No. This is this team is called the Nunzios.
Okay.
And this is just a nonsense word that has stuck.
Okay.
And that league, yeah, that's called the League of Extraordinary Gentlemen.
Who are the extraordinary gentlemen?
We have a couple of people from the other league that I mentioned and a couple of others.
Is Rudd in that one, too?
Rudd is also in that one, yeah.
Unbelievable.
How does he have time?
Didn't he tell us he's in like 4 leagues? Didn't he tell us that one time?
There is another league that I forgot to tell you that I am in. And that's called...
Is it a secret league?
No.
It's like Fidelio? You have to say that to get
this is called the Guillotine League. Are you guys familiar with the Guillotine Leagues?
No.
So a Guillotine League is you draft the computer randomly picks an entire team. Okay, so you'll pick a whole team,
but you don't pick it. The computer does.
The computer picks the whole team, and then you look. There's a draft order, and you'll see like, oh, this team has like Bryce Hall and it has Chase, and it's already picked. And you are like, oh, it's got Jalen Hurts, but it's got this other player I don't want. So once you have the whole team, whoever comes in last for that week, out, and so you just keep. You keep chipping away until whoever's less.
Okay. So how many are in this league?
This league, I believe, is 12.
12. Okay. So then you get a draft order. Say you're 7th,
yep.
Right? So then you log on to the site.
Yep.
There are 12 teams that have been drafted completely automatically. You
don't
watch them come in. They're just boom.
Yes.
Here are the 12 teams. Whoever's drafting first gets the first shot, and then you get the 7th.
Right.
So the 7th roster will be your choice.
Moira Kelly's choice. More choice.
Yes.
So you have, once you do that team, you have to stick with that team for a week. Once that, for week one.
Yes.
And then you can start dropping players and getting off the waiver wire.
Okay.
It is a waiver wire. It is a pickup team. There's no trades, but you can drop and pick up.
So it's like players. A shamble. You have to play the drive, and then you shoot
correct
from there your own shot.
Correct.
Okay. And so then, and then whoever loses week one. So it's a total point total.
Yeah.
And if you are in last in week one, done.
You're out.
So you're one and done.
If you're and if you're second to last,
yes,
you get $5 bucks because the age of the waiver wire is a money.
Okay.
So you'll get an extra $5. If you're second to last, in other words, if you make the cut, to spend on the waiver for that week, you know,
and the cut team's roster goes back into free agency.
Correct.
That's what I was reading here. Yeah.
Correct. Yes.
That's kind of interesting.
So it's fun. It's very fun. And a league with us where you can't make any changes.
Correct.
And it's your team for the entire year.
You're done. Once you're done drafting, that's it. There's nothing you can do.
But we're never done drafting because this league takes forever to draft.
It's called 8 hours or die. You know.
Has Max not picked yet?
He's got the green dot, so I think he's actually online.
But what's he doing? Has he got like his magazines out or what? It's just like I gave him a heads up 15 minutes ago and he's grinding.
Yeah.
Paul Rudd is in another country and is making picks.
Rudd is making his picks very
drafting from Romania. And by the way, that's not a metaphor. Legitimately. Budapest? Is that what it is?
I believe so. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. You want to talk about your Mets or no?
I'll
pass.
Yeah. Yeah, I'll talk.
You and TJ are in that TJ. Boat.
You know, Joe, one time after, I think, game 4 or 5 of the 15 World Series, you and I were in the elevator together.
We were.
Leaving after, I think, I forget how the Mets lost that game. It just
was game 5 of the Royals, the World
Series?
Yes. Mets? Yeah.
And so we were in the elevator coming down from some section together. I was up in the box.
Was that when Harvey went about?
Matt Harvey came back out.
He shouldn't
come out for the ninth. Yes.
Yes, yes, yes. Oh, that was brutal. Yeah. I was happy for Kansas City. Great town. But of course, they are. It is a great town.
It's so old school. Yeah. Great town, great people. Yeah. But I didn't want to
lose to them.
Definitely not.
I didn't want to lose to them.
Great town. Great food.
Great food.
Barbecue. Yeah, runs from there. Big slick.
Great part of the country.
The barbecue was excellent.
Yeah.
But yeah, that series.
Didn't want to lose to him, though.
Oh, that's brutal. Yeah, well, you know, I'm glad that the Mets this year threw in the towel and did not, you know, go to the way of the Angels and the Padres and kind of stuck it out.
They chose a lane. The Yankees are 5-12 since Brian Cashman said, I believe in the guys here. I'm not making any moves. They're 5-12.
Yeah.
That's how they rewarded him.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean,
just thanks for the help, Brian. We're going to win 17 games. We're going to go through a 4-game stretch where our entire team output is going to match Julio Rodriguez's, who went, by the way, 17-21 over a 4-game stretch.
Three straight 4-hit games.
Oh. All right.
I think it was the right move. It didn't work. It did not work. We saved a little bit of money. I just hope what's important to me is that they get Pete on the team for a long time next year, after next year. And I hope he remains a lifelong Met. I hope he becomes like what David Wright was to the team and just stuck around for a long time.
He's a delightful human. And I think the Mets, the only people that don't want to see Pete Alonso in the league is anybody who comes up with their first career hit and the ball winds up in his hands. He'll just throw it right into the stands.
He made up for it. He apologized. He sent a bottle of 1942.
Did he get the ball back?
He got the ball back.
Oh, but apparently, it's whenever a ball is ruled by an umpire to be out of play, he does time
it's
fire it into the stands.
Oh.
And then he overheard the umpire after this Cardinal came up with his first career hit saying, we're going to need a new baseball. And he heard that and he just fired it into the stands.
And you could see immediately after
he looked at the
dugout. He was like, my bad.
Got the ball back.
He sent a bottle in 1942. You know that ain't cheap.
Yeah, that ain't
an
cheap.
An autographed bat. You know, and I'm with you, Joe. I love Pete. These guys, Brotman will tell you, Alonso was my favorite baseball player from week one of his rookie season. But I'm at the point now where if we get into like year 10 and the Mets aren't doing anything, then I kind of want to see him go somewhere and win.
Oh, you're too far away from that.
He deserves to win. You know,
way out from that. So
I'm with you. He deserves a ring. I hope the Mets could bring it. You know, I have a 7-year-old, and last year for his first baseball game, we went down to Petco Stadium, which is a terrific stadium, and the Mets got thumped. This is last year, about 13-1, and I was terrified that my son was no longer going to want to be a Mets fan, and quite frankly, he didn't. He's like, they're terrible, and I said, listen, why don't we go watch them play the Angels a few days later, and so we got tickets. We went to Angel Stadium, and luckily They won, and Pete Alonso knocked one out of the park, and my son saw it, and now he's an Alonso fan. And I saved that relationship, and I feel very proud of that.
Well, I'm glad at least some relationship was saved with your son after you left the Jets for the Rams.
I know, well.
But you just tell your son you're coming back for him.
I'm coming back, yeah.
Joe, he's 7. Can you just play old YouTube videos of the 86 season and trick him?
That's right.
That's the team.
Show him some of those. Yeah. Yeah. Wonderful highlights.
Yeah, before there was
Mookie Wilson.
Before there was a Betts, there was another Mookie. Son, thanks for coming on, man.
Thanks for having me. Good luck on the rest of the
show. You want to hang out for the rest of the show?
Okay.
Don't go anywhere.
We're
not kicking Joe out of here.
Max is still on the clock.
All right, let's call him a new commercial break.
FaceTime him right now.
Because what is Rudd like sitting in Bucharest
Rudd,
ready to draft?
Rudd has the green dot. That means you're online.
He's online.
Here's what it is.
Can we get him on the phone?
Let's take a break. Can we get Rudd on the phone?
Get Rudd on the phone?
Pick a... All right,
as long as Max makes a pick.
Nobody move. Everybody stay where you are. Everybody just remain calm.
We have a solid move we're going to make.
We'll be right back. Yes.
Afford Anything talks about how to avoid common pitfalls, how to refine your mental models, and how to think about... how to think.
Paula, while certainly you can mess up on $1 million a year, it is far less likely than it is on $30,000 a year.
Right.
I would meet wonderful people that were struggling with a budget that was super tight. It was 100%. You need to make more money.
Make smarter choices and build a better life.
Afford Anything, wherever you listen.
What's up, everyone? It's Reality Steve, your number one source for all things Bachelor Nation and reality TV. Every day, I'm giving you the behind-the-scenes juice and your info on all your Bachelor Nation stories and also interviewing some of your favorite reality stars. My name has been synonymous with spoilers, but I'm so much more than that. Give me a listen.
The Reality Steve Podcast, part of the Believe Network. Just search BLEAV on YouTube or wherever you listen.
I cannot believe you watched Charles Oakley get dragged out of Madison Square Garden with your own two eyes, Bob. I mean, I could not.
Spike Lee was there. You couldn't believe it.
Did everyone just like it during
the timeout? Spike Lee was there?
Boo, boo.
That's nice. That next thing you're going to tell me, Jack Nicholson was at the Lakers game.
McEnroe was there. I know he was right there. He was in Oakley's lap.
Yeah, was Woody Allen there?
He was not.
I don't know why that's funny.
John Lithgow? Was John there?
Steve Earle was there. I saw Steve Earle.
Okay. Oh, really?
This is the new Madison Square Garden.
Leon was there, the actor.
Oh, sure.
Yeah, he was there.
What about...
Bob Costas? Told you.
Costas. Now...
Oh, yeah. You got to tell
Can you tell this story?
Not feeling me.
You got to tell the Costas story.
Tell the story.
When I was like 21 years old, I went to the... The Heisman Trophy.
At the downtown athletic club?
Yeah, I managed to get invited. Like, I had an extra ticket, or somebody gave me a ticket, and I went to the thing. And I went to the bathroom, and Bob Costas was in the next urinal. And I was, like, 21, so this was 1990, 91. And I said, when I was peeing, and I went, I just wanted to say, I'm a big fan of yours. And he went, don't you know the rule? You're not supposed to talk when you're in the urinal. And I was like, oh, God, I didn't.
That's how I learned the rule.
Anyway, so I'm at the Knicks game. I'd never met him before since then. And I said to him, hey, this is Bobby Cannavale. I just wanted to introduce myself and say, when I was 21, I told him the story. And he went, doesn't sound like something I'd say.
Shot me down. Just complete shoot down.
Twice. Well, he was also sitting on the toilet when you told him the second time.
So what did you?
And shut the door, dude. I don't care that you have two Emmys. Chip. Shut the door, Chip.
Oh, my gosh. YouTube.com/Rich Eisen Show for everything that you might need from our show. Back on the Rich Eisen Show Radio Network, I'm sitting at the Rich Eisen Show desk furnished by Grainger. With supplies and solutions for every industry, Grainger is the right product for you. Call clickgrainger.com or just stop by. This is going to be great.
Very exciting.
Joel Attruglio, you were saying last week, going to come on Monday, maybe you can make a pick live.
Yeah.
Or you could make a pick live in our best ball league where you choose a player.
Yeah.
And it is yours for the year.
Yeah, that's it.
Okay.
One and done.
And the roster just gets set by the computer based on point totals.
Correct.
Okay. I made a pick.
Yeah.
All right. Max Handelman just made a pick, meaning Paul Rudd is on the clock.
Who did Max pick before we...
Max picked, hold on a minute.
Charbonnet.
Zach Charbonnet.
Ah, okay.
Seattle.
So Rudd's on the clock. What time is it in Bucharest?
I think it's almost 9 o'clock.
All right, here we go. I'm going to call him. He's going to make his pick live on the air.
Oh, no, it's almost 10. It's 9:51 p.m.
Hold on a minute. Here it comes. That's not making the boop. It's not making that noise.
The blip?
It doesn't. It's not like an out.
But he would be
here we go.
It's like call waiting.
Here it is.
Hello?
Paul Rudd, are you there, sir?
Hi, Rich.
Hi, Paul.
Say hi to Joe Latrullio, Paul.
Hey, buddy.
Hi, Joe.
Oh.
I miss you guys.
Miss you too, fella.
So,
how are you?
So, are you ready to make your choice live on the show, Paul?
Yep.
Okay. Okay. Oh, by the way, you're being billed on the screen as fantasy football professional right now, Paul.
Yeah. Wow, what a graphic.
Years of service.
Say it again, Paul.
That's false advertising.
Okay. Where are you literally in Europe right now? Is that where you are making this pick? Is that what's?
I am.
Okay.
I am.
This is dedication.
I am. And and thanks to the internet, it's showing up in Los Angeles on your show.
This is it. Okay, so go for it, Paul Rudd. Make your choice.
Ooh, here we go.
If you want to talk us through it, like it's Who Wants to Be a Millionaire? Go for it. Go for it.
I was scrolling through, looking at all the players, looking at needs. And players that I liked and possibilities. And I thought, who has a name that I will never in my life ever be able to pronounce correctly? And that person is this guy.
Okay.
Oh, gosh. Wow. He's right.
Who is
it? Did it come up?
Yes, it did.
Yes, it did.
It's a tight end?
Yes, it's a tight end.
Yeah. I got
Okonkwo. Oh, I don't even know how to pronounce it.
Okonkwo, yeah.
Very nice pick. Very nice pick, Paul.
You went tight.
Tight end.
Nice.
Okay.
I was thinking about picking him. Well done.
Okay. Well done, Paul.
Well, thanks. You know, this is the thing, guys, we talk every year. We go through this.
Oh yeah.
Joe and I.
Yeah.
We're in several leagues together, and we always know who the other guy is going to pick.
Yes.
Because Joe and I study the exact same stuff.
That's right. We share the same cheat sheets.
What is more United Nations than an American in Romania choosing an Okonkwo?
Sniping a close friend.
There you go. Bless you.
We love you, Paul.
Thank you for the call. Take care, bud.
Take care, Rich. Bye, Joe.
Bye, Paul.
That's Paul Rudd, everybody. Actor and fantasy football professional.
Fantastic.
Wonderful.
What a big finish.
Look at that. That was a big finish. That was
more than solid, right?
International show today.
If you said that was a solid finish.
Spectacular finish.
Attaboy.
Spectacular finish.
And guess what? On our Roku channel, you guys are on the clock to finish up.
Hey.
Oh, look at that.
People are getting Roku right now if they don't already have it. I want to thank Greg Olson, and I want to thank also Peter King and you, sir, Joe Latrullio. And then we'll talk about what you want to talk about on the back end.
Beautiful.
That's next here on the Rich Eisen Show. We'll see you the rest on Tuesday.